This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Monday, January 1st. God's word for you today is the cross. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And it says, He personally carried the load of our sins in His own body when He died on the cross, so that we can be finished with sin and live a good life from now on, for His wounds have healed ours. Zozo is a fundamental concept that every believer needs to understand to have a meaningful walk with God. The concept of salvation and saving is consistent from the beginning to the end of the scriptures. Man always gets into trouble, so we need a savior. The first trouble man got into was the trouble of disobedience to God. Jesus came to save us from the penalty of sin, the pollution of sin, and the power of sin. When we examine the lives of everyone that walked with God, we see that God had to come in and deliver, come in and save, come in and set free, and come in and snatch repeatedly. In the New Testament, Jesus brought the different components of salvation together in one package. In Acts chapter 4, Peter used the same word, zozo, interchangeably. So, salvation, healing, to be saved, and to be delivered is the same word, the same package. In other words, the full spectrum of zozo is to be saved, to be kept, to be preserved, to be delivered from all kinds of peril, even physical peril. Let's say when armed robbers go to someone's house and the person prays to God for deliverance, guess what? That situation is covered under zozo. That deliverance has been paid for. Zozo means to be rescued, to be set free or released, to redeem, to buy back, to pay a ransom for, to restore, to keep safe and sound, to heal and to make whole. We need to give time to recap what we have learned so far, because zozo is a key fundamental concept. When we embrace the fullness of what was done for us on the cross of Calvary, we begin to walk in the reality of the full spectrum. You cannot worship God effectively if you do not appreciate the cross of Calvary. Similarly, you cannot serve God effectively if you do not understand and appreciate what happened on the cross of Calvary. You cannot even begin to walk with God meaningfully if you do not experience the cross. I know some believers say that we should live a crucified life, but I think God wants us to, yes, be crucified with Christ by embracing Him, but God wants us to go beyond that and live a resurrected life. Jesus did not stay on the cross. He was resurrected, and He wants us to live a resurrected life. What God wants is for us to look back at the cross and embrace the work that was done on the cross of Calvary. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood. Amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.